Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, total request. Thursday, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, news from the nest. Here on this lovely day in the Charm City, Mike Green, rookie rush end, steal in the second round. Six games into his career, still looking for his first sack of the season. Mike Green was asked how he would grade his first six games.
I think the first six games for me personally, they've been decent. I think just being a young guy in this defensive scheme can be challenges at times, but I think that it's a work in progress. I think I've been doing decent, and I've been doing what I'm been told to do, and I'm trying to get better. So just from here on, I've been able to stack my days, and I've been getting better and better each game.
Sounds like he gave himself a C. You know, it's kind of the way it sounds. We still need to see the results. You know, I mean, you're getting better and better. We need to see, you know, we need to see some hurries, some quarterback hits, and a sack or two. That's what we need. They drafted you for that. At least show us a flash, you know, rushing the passer or getting close to the quarterback. I mean, that's because he's got talent. That's the thing. Just show us, give us a reason for hope. That's what I want to see. I want to see you, you know, get out there on number 79 for the Bears who sucks. And I want to see you beat that guy one-on-one and then go chase the quarter. That's what I want to see.
When he says he's doing what he's told, what does that mean?
I guess, you know, well, if you're supposed to have outside contain, you got outside contain. If you're supposed to rush from the outside, you rush from the outside. If I'm supposed to drop into coverage, I drop into coverage. You know, and then we've heard guys talk about playing free. They want, you know, play Kyle Hamilton, play free. You know, it's like you see ball, get ball. I think that needs to be his mentality, and because in college, he had a great first step. You know, in training camp, had a great first step. Now he's got a slow first step. Now, you know, quit thinking. Just go play.
Here's Mike Green talking about guys playing at this level compared to playing at the collegiate level.
In college, guys aren't as talented. So when you get into the NFL, maybe the worst player on the field is one of the best players that was in college football. So, so when you're playing against more talented guys and everybody's big, everybody's fast, everybody's strong, you have to use your scheme and your fundamentals and I guess like your motor and your work ethic to have an edge on certain guys. Talent is good and it works in the league, but everybody here is talented, so you gotta have an extra edge, which
it is faster. I'll give him that. But you know where he comes from, Marshall. All right, so some of these, the worst tackles in the league, are they better than what he saw in his league? Probably so. But, you know, guys he saw at the Senior Bowl and stuff, and then he's gone again. Bob, I saw him beat Ronnie Stanley one-on-one in practice, you know, during camp. So he's got it in him. He just got to go do it. And then maybe, you know, because I'm guessing he doesn't have a ton of confidence right now because he's, you know, like, you know, whereas the job was a total mechanical man right now. But he just got to turn it loose. I mean, they let him get line up wide and then use your stuff. Just all the stuff that you did in, just pretend. I mean, you know, the guy that you're playing against Sunday at left tackle for the Bears is not very good. Time for him to take advantage.
Yeah, and he's getting his fair share of snaps, too. It's not like he's limited playing
starter
time.
Snaps.
Yeah.
I mean, all they got is, you know, him, Van Oy, and Ajabo. That's all they got.
It's 5880-1057. The Fam, Nolan McGraw. News from the Nest here on this Total Request Thursday. Kyle Hamilton. He met with the media as well. And a big hubbub about the, what was it, pool table, cornhole, basketball hoop. All of these distractions, and the story was about Baltimore Sun, right?
Yes.
Full disclosure, I didn't read it, but we talked about it yesterday. Mm-hmm. But here's Kyle Hamilton talking about the decision to remove said distractions from the locker room.
I don't know. It wasn't my decision. I don't really know what – I didn't even realize they were gone, to be honest. But I guess it's kind of a big thing now, but really in tune with the whole thing going on. But I don't think it's that big a deal whether it was players, coaches, or in the locker room, out of the locker room. I don't know if that's really affecting us on the field that much, but – you know, if we felt like we needed to do that as a team, then I'm all for it.
Well, the thing about, I mean, Bob, if you go in any college, all colleges have that stuff now and all those kind of things. I guess if you feel like, you know, that it's taking away from meeting time, guys are doing that, playing ping pong and doing those things instead of studying film and doing that. Sure, got no problem with that. And, you know, for this stretch of games, we want to be zeroed in and focused and, you know, attention to detail because that seems to be lacking. Got no problem with that.
Point is, the hubbub was that the assumption was the coaches
right.
did it and it was the players.
Which I like.
Who decided.
I'm happy for that it was the players. And, you know, it's definitely veteran players. You know that because... You know, a rookie says, I want to get rid of this. Sit down, rookie.
Yeah, go get me a sandwich. Yeah. I mean, Harbsy's like, hey, you want to rag on me for stuff? There's plenty to do, but right. I got nothing to do with them right. not having their vigil.
Yeah,
game.
I came back and it was gone. I'm like, where's my pinball machine?
Stop talking and start chalking, everybody. Last one. Let's get back to the task at hand. It's football. Alohi Gilman. He's not part of the equation, and here's Kyle talking about how he has helped the defense. Only one game in, but looking at bigger picture scenarios as well.
Lowe's a great guy. He was a senior at Notre Dame when I was a freshman. So freshman year, he was my roommate in camp, talked me off the ledge, all that stuff. Great guy, and it's good to be playing with him again. As a football player, he's great. He's been in the league. This is 6 years, and he's done great over there in L.A., and I'm glad we got him. But as a defense, I think that does allow me to kind of move around and do some different things, and that's not just me, that's everybody. And just we have a different duality that we can throw at teams. And, you know, we have our fastballs. We kind of got some off-speed pitches, too.
Gives them more flexibility is what it does. You know, and it gives them because, Bob, I mean, Keon Martin was playing that spot or Lowry was playing that spot. You know, now you got a veteran guy who knows the defense, and he's going to be – he showed up last week, and he's going to be even after 2 days being there – and now after a week and a half, he's going to be even better. And it enables Zach Orr to create more pressures with different people because your pass rushers aren't getting there.
It's 5-8-8-1-0-5-7 the Fan. Total request Thursday. We'll come back by or sell. Let's count some dough, shall we, at 12:15-ish. And then Vinny's going to break down the bear stat. You want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. Tons going on. Lamar's back in practice. I mean, are you pumped for the Ravens? 6.5-point favorites against the Bears. Can the Ravens get to 5-5 when the Jets come to town right before Thanksgiving? You got thoughts on the World Series? We could do that. This gambling explosive story coming out of the NBA where Chauncey Billups was arrested by the FBI today, involved in an illegal poker ring, which has the five families involved of the mafia. Lots to get into. Get in here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, we've talked a lot about money today.
Yes.
Illegal or otherwise. NBA, stunning news coming out of the... It's not stunning in regards to the gambling, but some of the names, coaches, Damon Jones in Cleveland, Chauncey Billups, literally less than, 12 hours after he coached the game last night for the Portland Trailblazers, arrested by the FBI. So, and then college kids now get a chance to bet on professional... And whatever. By the way, I'm making a bet on this Chargers.
He's NBA. The guys on the bench get, 10, $15 million.
You talk about, because there's only a limited number of jobs. Adonis Haslam, who was waving a towel for 10 years, was making $20 million a year.
Yeah.
$20 million a year. It's like, what?
Hey, when the FBI kicks down that door tomorrow, I got nothing to do with you. All right? I've never seen this man in my life.
You would have shaken me down for my $7 bet that I'm going to make tonight. But either way, there's a ton going on in the world of sports. We'll get to that. But right now, speaking of money, maybe I'll have a couple extra bucks by yourself.
Oh, the Dow's up 76. The S&P's up 31. NASDAQ is up 183. DraftKings is down 11 cents. Probably because all the stuff.
Yeah.
Under Armour is up 3 cents.
Yeah. Keep it up, baby.
No controversy there. All right, let's start here in the NFL with tonight's game. The Vikings are starting Carson Wentz tonight against the Chargers. And it sounds like the short week really prevented J.J. McCarthy from being able to start himself. They put him out there for some on-field workouts on Monday. Said he looked fine. Just too quick of a turnaround for him to start this game. Still healthy enough, though, to be their emergency third quarterback. Meanwhile, Max Brosmer will back up Wentz. And he actually got a little run late in their game against the Bengals. You remember that was a blowout, so no need to keep the starter out there. But overall, Wentz very inconsistent in his four starts with Minnesota, and things really bottomed out against Philly this past Sunday. Buy or sell, Vinny, we will see at least a few snaps from Brosmer tonight.
I'll buy it, because Wentz is kind of beat up anyhow. I think the Chargers will get after his butt pretty good. So I think we'll see it, whether it be injury. Or I think it's a tight score and Wentz is healthy, he'll still be out there. But I think he may not make it through the whole game.
Aaron Jones might play tonight.
That'll be big for them.
Yeah, no doubt.
Over to Major League Baseball, the Dodgers are your betting favorites over the Blue Jays in the World Series, but Toronto does have the benefit of home field advantage and hosting games 1 and 2. I say that, of course, coming off the heels of the ALCS where they lost games 1 and 2 at home. Seemed like nobody was going to win at home in the CS. But as we know, they recovered from that very nicely, go on to win in game 7. If they want to get off to a better start, it'll have to be against two red-hot starters for LA, Blake Snell, Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Both are working on full rest as well. Buy or sell, Bob, if the Blue Jays fall behind 0-2 in this series, they will not be able to climb back like they did against Seattle.
Oh, they're toast if they lose the first two. So they're going to have to at least split. And Snell's been brilliant, 3-0 with a sub-1 ERA in the postseason. You mentioned Yamamoto, who put Milwaukee against it by following that one up in game 2 of that series. Yeah, they need to at least get a split before they go to Chavez Ravine, or the Dodgers are going to be popping champagne on the home field.
What'd Murph say? This is the best Dodger team he's seen in 10 years?
I don't know, man. They've had teams that won like 108, 110 games at full health, but they're good at the right time.
Yeah.
Right now. And Kiki Hernandez, he turns into Reggie Jackson in October. Not even played her in the regular season.
And Otani's Babe Ruth.
But, dude, that was that thing in a clincher was incredible.
I mean, last year they had Jack Flaherty out there pitching.
Jack Flats.
In big pivotal games.
Walker Buehler pitched the clincher against the Yankees.
How things change.
Buehler.
Back to the NFL here. More turmoil this week for the winless Jets. Their team owner, Woody Johnson, made some strong comments, publicly defending first-year head coach Aaron Glenn for, as he says, turning some parts of the team around, even though they're 0-7. But in the same breath, taking shots at quarterback Justin Fields. Here's the direct quote. "It's hard when you have a quarterback with a rating that he's got. I mean, he has ability, but something just isn't jiving. You have to play consistently at that position, and that's what we're going to try to do for the remainder of the season." This is now Fields' third team in his first 5 years of his career. Never really gotten off the ground at any stop. Multiple reasons for that. 26 years old, has yet to establish himself as a long-term starter. Not even really a stopgap guy. Buy or sell, Vinny, Fields will be relegated to backup status for the rest of his career.
Well, I'm going to buy that. I'll buy that. I don't even think he's... Well, Tyrod Taylor missed practice yesterday.
Yeah.
So, otherwise, I think they want to start Tyrod. But you know what? Owner can get away with saying those. But in reality, Nolan, what he said, what's not true?
Sure. Right. But you just buried the kid.
Yeah, he's done, you don't want the owner now to napalm him.
Well, any chance of a bounce back is now over.
You weren't getting it anyhow. You know, and you're sitting 0-7. Now, you know what? I want the first pick of the... I want to be the number one pick now. Well, and get me Mendoza.
Fields is thinking, all right, I thought I would get it from the media coming to New York. I'm getting it from the team owner. I mean, that's... Come on now.
Yeah, that's to the media.
That fireman guy is probably yelling at him out in the stands, too. But he had a really good first game against Pittsburgh, which they wound up losing, obviously. Mm-hmm. Then he got hurt. And what happened in their last game, their last two games, has been dreadful. Offensively. I've said it 1,000 times. I thought he could play, and as usual, I was wrong.
So it wasn't the Bears' fault all along.
Well, and their defense was good last year. Now they're really bad.
All right, last topic for today. College basketball season is starting up soon, so time to get familiar with the players who are going to be on a national radar as Wooden Award candidates. Right now, Purdue's Braden Smith is a considerable favorite over your next closest players, JT Toppin with Texas Tech and Michigan's Yaxel Lendenborg.
Exactly.
Killer name. Killer basketball name. Well, Smith, he was the Big Ten Player of the Year last season. He's been steadily improving throughout his entire four-year run with the Boilermakers. Bob, are you buying or selling him as that sizable favorite right now?
Jackson Wren's pretty good on that team, too. The power forward. Smith is about to break Bobby Hurley's all-time assist record in NCAA, which has stood for over 30 years. Sizable, I'll sell that. But him being the front runner, I'll buy that. And a guy to keep an eye on is, who'd you say? What was the name you said?
Yaxel Lendenborg?
No. A.J. DePanza. I pantsed you. I'm probably mispronouncing his name. Freshman at BYU. He might be the first pick in next year's draft.
Wow.
Keep an eye on this guy.
God forbid
I de-pantsed you.
God forbid his shorts fall off in a game. The memes will never end.
It's DYBANTSA. DePanza? DePantsa?
I like yours first.
Yeah, DePantsa. Like DePantsa.
Can't stand you. Can't stand you. But I'll sell that Braden Smith's a sizable leader. But if he wins, it is what it is. We'll come back. Talk about them stats. Chicago Bears, they're 4-2. They won four in a row. But let's crunch some numbers. Why? How? How's this happened? And if you want to get into Canada, 410-583-1057, talk about all the news, and it's plenty of it here on this Total Request Thursday. NFL lunch at 1. We'll look at Week 8 schedule from the National Football League to our picks for tonight's game. And then Mike Harmon, who will be in Baltimore this weekend. Get his thoughts on real and fantasy football. Game tonight, Chargers-Vikings. Two teams going in the wrong direction right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan. Stats don't lie. Here's The Fan's Vinny Serrato.
Time for a stat breakdown. My buddy Robbie, Robbie's First Base, always says, liars lie, numbers never lie. And my rebuttal is, well, they can be deceiving. You can kind of paint them to tell the story. Anyway, Chicago Bears, they're 4-2. That's the stat that matters most. Winners of four in a row. But as we crunch the numbers, Vinny, how in the hell are they 4-2 based on some of those stats that aren't overly impressive in a lot of categories?
All right, the stat that they're number one in the league in, Bob, plus 11. That's the difference. They don't turn it over, and they create a bunch of turnovers, which helps a struggling offense. All right, defensively, overall, like you said, they're ranked 25th. They give up 350 yards a game. Pass defense, they're 16th. Give up 212. Rush defense, they're one of the worst in the league. They give up 138 yards a game. They're 28th. Points allowed, 25th. They give up 26 points a game. Pass attempts, they're 5th. People like to throw it on them, 172 times. And when they do throw it, they complete a lot. They're 29. They give up 71.5% completion percentage when you throw it on them. That's that zone, man. They just drop back, ding, ding, ding. You can complete a lot of passes against them. And you say, well, that's all shortstop. No, they're 27th in average per completion, 7.7. We saw the Saints. You know, they played man cover. Olave's running right past everybody. Touchdown passes? Oh, yeah. They're 29th. They give up 15 of them. Interceptions, like I said, they're first with 11. Sacks, 24th. They have 12. They don't get just rushing four? No. They don't get there. Quarterback rating, they're 18th. Give up 96.3. Rush attempts, 7. People like to rush it on them. And you know why? They're 31st. Average per rush, 5.3 yards per rush they give up. And on third downs, they're great on third down, Bob. Best thing they do defensively, they're third, 30.5. Now, defensively, Tremaine Edwards is their leading guy, their leading tackler, number 49. He's a good player, the linebacker, 61 tackles. He has one sack, two tackles for loss, four pass defense, three interceptions. You know, and then the other linebacker, TJ Edwards, I like him a lot, number 53. He's only played three games, but the last two against Washington and New Orleans, 9 tackles, 7 tackles. So he's a guy that can do some stuff. And it's not Bird, it's Byard.
Byard.
Byard. Kevin Byard, the safety. He's got 31 tackles, 5 pass defense, 4 interceptions. The guy's a stud back there, number 31. You'll see him. He'll be floating back there. Makes a ton of plays. Now, the other one, Jaquan Brisker, number 9. 30 tackles, sack, 2 pass defense, interception. They're one of their blitzers. He is a good blitzer, a very good blitzer. And you're going to see him coming on either side. He's coming. And then the other, Gervon Dexter, number 99. He has 2.5 sacks. Now, he is a power bull rusher, inside guy, and he'll try to bull rush you. And him and Filele be a good match, and I think that's a good matchup for Filele. Not good for Lindenbaum, you know, with size. Montez Sweat, who their high-priced guy, he's got 18 tackles. He's only got 2 sacks. So he hadn't been doing as much. The other one, the interceptor, Nashawn Wright. He's got 26 tackles, 3 tackles for loss, 2 interceptions.
By the way, Byard, he was a stud for the Titans the year they beat the Ravens in the playoffs in 2019.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's been picking that game.
Yeah, he's been a stud for kind of a while.
He is right now. He's Pro Bowl safety probably, Bob. Right now, if the vote was today. Now, offensively, total offense, they're 13th, 346 yards a game. Passing, they're 14th, 217. Rushing, they're 6th, 129.3. And a lot of that's the last 2 weeks with Swift. Points scored, they're 11th. They're averaging 25 points a game. They give up more than they score. Pass attempts, they're 24th. They don't throw it a ton, 188 times. Completion percentage, they're one of the worst, 27th, 61.2%. Average per completion, they're right in the middle, 7.2. Touchdown passes, more than I thought. They got, they're 23rd. They don't have that. 9. Interceptions are 20th with 3. So Williams got 9 touchdowns, 3 picks.
And threw 4 in one game against Dallas.
Sacks, 21st, only 11. They're getting the ball out much quicker. I mean, that's the thing that Ben Johnson has installed in Caleb Williams is, you know, I'll bet you at practice and stuff and all through OTAs and minicamp, Bob, they had that buzzer out there set at 2 point whatever seconds. And the buzzer go off or you're still holding it, you got to get rid of it. You got to get rid of it. Quarterback rating, Caleb's 92.6, 17th. Rush attempts, they're 17th, right in the middle of the pack with 175. Average per rush, 13th, 4.4. Third downs, right in the middle again, 40.3. Penalties, they're 7th. They've had been a lot of penalties, you know, with 53. So Caleb Williams, he's 113 out of 185, 61%, with 1,351 yards. Average is 7.3. He's got 11 sacks. He's ran it 32 times for 106 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Now, DeAndre Swift, that's their guy. 89 rushes, 4.9 or 4.7 yards per carry. 89 rushes for 419 yards. 2 runs over 20 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's lost 1 fumble. And he's caught 16 passes for 166, 10.4 yard per catch, 1 touchdown, 2 over 20. 195 yak yards. Their best yak guy on the team. 195 yak yards. And he's good. After he can make people miss, he's had 22 targets.
That last two games has been really good.
Oh, man. Yeah. And then Mananji, the other
the
runner.
The Monongahela right there by all Three River State.
35 rushes for 162. He's averaging 4.6. And he's got 6 catches for 61. They'll throw him in there some. It's either he or Swift all the time. And Adunzie, he's got 24 catches for 359. He's averaging 15.0, 5 touchdowns, 7 catches over 20 yards, yak of 133, 46 targets. I mean, that's the thing, Bob, with his, you know, it's why he's 61% completion. Adunzie's got 20, who's his guy, 24 catches on 46 targets. That's not very good. You know, where DJ Moore, 22 catches, averaging 11.7, 1 touchdown, 3 catches over 20, 110 yak, 31 targets. Much better completion percentage, you know, with DJ. I think a lot of quick screens and stuff to DJ. And then you got Luther Burden, the third, with 12 catches on 14 targets. Zacharias, 18, with 31 targets. Cole Kmet may not even play. He's got 9 catches with 19 targets. And then Colston Loveland is going to be the guy that'll play a lot more, their first-round pick. He's got 8 catches for 178. He's averaging 9.8. 1 catch over 20, 29 yak yards on 13 targets.
Yeah, getting back to the Manung guy.
Yeah.
He's from Rutgers. And if you look at their lineage here, Ray Rice.
Yeah.
Gus Bus.
Yeah.
Isaiah Pacheco. And him. So, yeah, I mean, Rutgers might not be, you know, what USC was generating running backs way back when, or Oklahoma, of course. But, hey, how about that? Rutgers, running back you. But is it a scary enough offense that we're peeing our pants because of the Ravens' defense?
If you get it to the game. I mean, Adunzie scares you. DJ Moore scares you. Swift scares you. You know, and then can the quarterback be patient enough and get the ball out? Because if he holds it, to me, the longer he holds it, the more he gets himself in trouble. And that's why he was sacked 60-some times last year, because I think he averaged well over 3 seconds before he would throw the football.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song. We'll play it. Send a request. Plaza Sports text line. Get your votes in. Featured artist Friday. That reveal coming up in about an hour. Got NFL lunch at 1 o'clock. We'll look at the schedule for Week 8 of the National Football League. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. Get his thoughts on real and fantasy football. There's a game tonight. We'll do our picks for that one coming up in the 1 o'clock hour as well. But if you want to get in, you can. 410-583-1057. No shortage of topics to get into. And we asked 2 weeks ago, will the Ravens go 9-2 and make the playoffs? Me and Nolan said no. Vinny said yes. Mm-hmm. Kind of lessened our expectations a little bit and said, well, can they get to 5-5 before the Jets come to town with a game at home against Chicago, then 3 on the road, Miami, Minnesota, and then Cleveland. Minnesota tonight at Chargerville. Probably be more Vikings fans and Charger fans out there in the beautiful people land. Perhaps. But I said no. Nolan said no. Vinny said yes. What do you think? 410-583-1057 is the number. Orioles still looking for a manager. World Series starts tomorrow. Blue Jays host the Dodgers. 1-7. Terps are off this week. Got a bye. Then Indiana comes to town next week. Maryland's lost 3 straight. And then the NBA bombshell. Kaboom! Bombshell detonated as Chauncey Billups arrested, head coach of the Trailblazers, for being involved with the mob, the 5 families. Crazy, insane story in the NBA with, I'm sure, many more layers to it than we know at this time. Let's get out to the phone. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
All right.
Like I told you, 10-7, the Ravens are going to go on a run, and they're going to win. They're going to make it the playoffs. But besides my my lucid dreams and the drugs that I'm smoking that's allowing me to say all that stuff,
right?
I feel like this season has just been full of multiple different distractions, trying to get, I don't want to say the blame, but the focus on the play of the field out of the eyes of the fans. I feel like there's always been something that has kind of taken the blame off of that, right? The past few weeks, it's been Lamar being hurt. Now that Lamar's active again and he's playing, now it's this whole thing with a pinball machine. I mean, it's always something. And to speak on that a little bit, and this is just coming from, you know, I coach college baseball, so I know about a locker room, and I know they're two different beasts. But the locker room is sacred, and if it were the fact that it were the coaches, which it seems that it's not, then that was an issue to talk. But now that we know that it seems that it's a player's decision, I'm all for it. You know, I think that the players own that locker room, and if it came from a good voice in the locker room, then it should definitely be addressed. But hopefully with Lamar back and practicing, hoping he plays on Sunday, I think hopefully it's going to kickstart them to go on that 10-7 record that I'm smoking about.
Okay.
Well, hey, man. Light it up,
yeah.
Toke it up, do what you got to do. Thanks, Ryan, for the call. Now, Kyle Hamilton said in regards to the game's distractions, I guess, as it's been referred to, he didn't even notice. Are you buying that?
How can you not with all that stuff in your locker room?
I mean, yeah. You got the pinball table. Machines making noise, pool table, yeah. Cracking the balls, and
you know
the
players,
VG games and all of this.
Bunch of apparently, Bob, he doesn't play any of it. You know,
you buying Alan Nolan McGraw?
That was a very LeBron James kind of answer. I've never seen that stuff right. before. I didn't even know we had that in there. I was over here reading my book, still on page one for a whole month.
Yeah.
Oh, no big deal. Anyway, no, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. But if he wants to downplay it, that's fine. Because at the end of the day, like he said, he's 100% right. What does this all matter? Coaches wanted it out. Veteran players wanted it out. Either way, I agree with it. Good call. Good decision.
Now, you know? I didn't read the story again, Baltimore Sun. Where they sourced, what, 25 people?
25.
Mm-hmm. It was after the Kansas City game, right?
Where the stuff went out? Yeah.
All right, so that's Houston.
Houston. Awful.
Rams.
Awful.
Maybe they need to put it back in.
Yeah. Oh, Houston game. There was a revolt. The players shut it down.
I mean, come on. That was an embarrassing performance against Houston. But bottom line is, you just got to play better.
No,
I mean, now I think you're kind of reaching for
excuses.
It's like
having
here.
Players only meetings, you know.
Now, are we still buying the, what else was in it? Where after they never got over the Bills loss, that kind of the stench of that still lingered to this day.
Well, they're all anonymous quotes.
Sure.
I mean, there's no, I don't know. I choose to believe it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I mean, why would you make up a quote? You know what I mean? I don't think that's a possibility.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but they have played like a team that never got out of the third quarter in Buffalo.
Because
They melted. We can get into ifs and buts. Henry doesn't fumble in the fourth quarter. The game's over.
Right.
I mean, the fact we were talking that next Monday, and the criticism wasn't even about the defense. It was about why they didn't go for it on fourth and one or whatever it was. Like, it should have never you scored 40 points.
Yeah.
You were up 15 in this late in the second half.
Yep.
Should have even gotten to that. And then it just kind of, all right, you beat Cleveland. Cleveland sucks, especially on the road. And then Detroit, you know, put a foot up your rear ends. Ravens got a window dressing, TD to make it close. March down the field against KC. It looks like they're all in it to win it. Then Lamar threw the pick and it was all downhill from there. And they haven't, now blaming it on him. but they haven't recovered from, because they were about to, they were in field goal range when he threw the interception. They haven't recovered since that, it seems.
So speculation brain working here.
Yeah.
And this is all just me. But maybe now John Harbaugh's reluctancy to say Super Bowl or bust starting to make a little more sense. If that's the message he was also delivering to the team, or trying to deliver to the team and trying to get them to calm down. Because if it's true that they came out of that Bills loss 3, 4, 5 weeks down the road and they're still bent about it, then that would say that the team was feeling Super Bowl or bust pressure and that things unraveled here so quickly and now they don't know what to do. Then I could maybe understand Harbaugh saying, well, I know my guys. This is the message I got to deliver publicly. I can't be feeding into that narrative. I got to try to downplay it for the sake of my own guys. Again, that's just me, my brain working here.
I guess you could do that if he, you know, if that's the type of players you have. Like in when I was in San Fran, we didn't mind. You know, I mean, that was expected. We just kind of, that's what you live with. You know, it's just part of being on that team at that time.
Yeah,
you
I don't
know,
agree
and that's
with
what
that.
Harbs. Yeah. You know, I mean, Harbs, otherwise you're kind of kidding yourself because that's what they're hearing. That's what they're watching. You know, so, I mean, you might as well go ahead and, you know, acknowledge it and say, all right, here's what we got to do.
Yeah, odds makers had them as favorites.
Everybody
national
on
pundits,
TV.
Maybe, and, I'm a moron, I guess, now looking back, best roster they've ever had.
Yep.
We knew the weaknesses, right? All right, where's the pass rush coming from?
Mm-hmm.
And is there enough depth on the O-line? Yep. I mean, those are real concerns, but I didn't think the secondary would be as bad as they've been. And the offensive line's even worse than we anticipated.
Yeah, they've all kind of gone backwards.
With pretty much everyone back except for Patrick McCary.
Yep.
I mean, is our season down to Patrick McCary? Now Ricard should be back.
Yep. So they
and if Lamar's back.
No excuses.
Yeah, let's go. Right?
Should be that simple.
It's the ninth most talented roster. We'll come back. It's NFL lunch. Going to hear more from the Ravens. We're going to hear more from Kyle Hamilton. Going to hear from Emory Jones. Well, he's not going to play, but he's on the active roster, and I'm sure he's chomping at the bit to get out there and help on that O-line we just talked about that has been beleaguered and underperforming. And then we'll look at the schedule for Week 8. We'll do our picks for tonight's game. Minnesota taking on the Chargers, a game you can hear on the Fan. And then Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. We'll talk real and fantasy football with him. He's going to be in Baltimore this week. He and his brothers are doing their once a year road trip, so be good to reconnect with him. And since today's with the beautiful people in LA, we'll get his thoughts on the World Series. Dodgers favorite, big favorites over Toronto.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click.
all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.